Blog Talk Radio.
I like your honey.
Come and shout it. Back it up right over here. Back it up right over here. Right here.
Trying to play something to keep this thing going. I appreciate individuals joining us already. We're going to make this thing do what it do. I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Talking Sports Plus. So just get ready to have a ball because that's what it's all about. You know, it's a day out of after election, and I hope a lot of the pressure and stress been relieved. Doesn't matter which way it go. We haven't got a final results on it, but at this point, I want you to keep in mind that wherever we go, we're going to be able to move forward, right, left, whatever you want to call it, but we're going to move forward. So we're going to make this thing happen. So we're going to play one more set right here. We don't want the rights to the music, but it's something to kind of get the show started up so we can just have some fun tonight. Because that's what it's all about, having fun. And that's why we come before you. I'm just trying to roll through some of the music I have here. I want to make sure I play something that will catch your attention and give you a chance to realize we're just trying to make this thing do what it do. And this is...
Nothing, nothing, nothing I
when I get start hearing this music, get pumped up. It's a blessing to come before you. Thank you, Sandy Abrams, for joining us, as well as Yvette Smith. And also, is this, I'm going to say, pre-stage, and I'm going to say it's not Sherry, it's Ferry. Fairly, thank you so much for joining us. It's good to have you here because we're going to have an awesome time tonight on Talking Sports Plus. The show's title tonight is Championship Football 2020, Who's In and Who's Out. In essence, we're just going to follow up from last week. We're going to see how the weeks have changed because in a lot of places they're getting ready for championship football. Some of places like middle school, an area we do focus on, have completed their championship in the southeastern part of the United States. Then you look at some other places that are getting ready to kick off in the first round of the playoffs. And we're going to have some talk about that later on. We're going to talk about the various classes and what's happening in those classes. Now, this is Hump Day. Wonderful Wednesday, day after election. And hopefully you can put the stress behind you and let's move forward because that's what it's all about. So we look forward to looking for some football now. We're looking for some sports to come up and just have us get at one point where we're going to be super happy on these Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays, Mondays, because those are the sports days. We're also having sports tonight, Wednesday night. You have the MAC conference taking on their foes on each one of them. They got three games on the night, and it's on ESPN, all levels of ESPN. So we look forward to just to say to you, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Now, understand, Talking Sports Plus, the voice of the historical black colleges and university, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So we excited to have you to be a part of this. We want you to make sure you call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. You can share your thoughts about what's going on in your area. You might not be in the southeastern part of the United States, but wherever you are and you want to talk about your youth or you want to talk about your teams in that area, I can say for sure out on the West Coast, for sure on the West Coast, you got the Pac-12 starting up this weekend. So all of the Power Five are back in the game. Your group of five is back in the game with the MAC being able to join the party now. So it's going to be on. So we're going to make sure we talk about some things related to those levels, whether it's Coach's Corner or whether it's just spotlighting the SWAT, MEAC, CIAA, and the SIAC. And if you want to say what those acronyms are, the SWAC is the Southwest Athletic Conference, part of the Historical Black College and University. Yeah, the Middle Eastern Athletic Conference, and that's up on the Atlantic Coast. Then you have the CIAA, and that is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association. Then you have the SIAC, the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. And those are the historical black colleges, and that's where they play the game and play it hard, have the entertainment and bands going on. But everything's kind of pushed back to the spring. But we still want to make sure we talk about it because it's all about what we're all about. This is our brand. We also want you to check us out on the web link. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. You get a chance to listen to all of our episodes of every show that we have. And we have shows Monday through Friday as well as Sunday. So we're really having this opportunity to come before you and just share some things with you. Very excited. Hopefully my team join me, and I say it's a volunteer team. Now, if you want to be able to tweet the show, you have that opportunity as well. You can tweet the show in several areas. First of all, you can go and you can tweet the show when you be looking and hollering at myself. You say, at Lorenzo D. Smith 15, you can tweet the show. Or you can go with at Tremaine Edwards, which is number 7. Then you have at Elliot Darrow with the number 1. Then you also have at Talking Sports Plus with the number 1. Then you also have the coach. It said coach with a K underscore L underscore Smith. So check us out and tweet the show when we have about. Now we're being broadcast several different ways. We're being broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. I gave you the contact number and the web link so you can check us out. Also on Facebook. Several people joining on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/ Dr. A.O. D'Alberto Smith. Let's go to, that's my handle. Go to my handle, and you can check us out. And if you're not a friend, make a request, and we'll let you be a part of it because we're broadcasting live on Facebook. Also, we're coming at you on Twitter. which is Periscope. And we're so glad to have an opportunity to do that. That's Loretta D. Smith, 15. Check us out, and you can be a part of this. It's exciting to be here. This is hump day. You know, it's in the middle of the week. Things you have planned, you can get ready for the weekend to relax. You don't have to work. Just take an opportunity to spend time with your family. And that's what it's all about. Well, watch some sports while you're doing that. We want to get our show started off, and our title again is Championship Football 2020. Who's in? We want to know who's in already. Now, like I said, on your high school level, most of your places, especially in the southeastern part of the United States, is already playing what we call the playoffs. They're getting ready for round one of the playoffs. Your middle school completed in some areas, some 2 weeks ago, last week. Everybody trying to get it out of the way because we know the spike of COVID-19 is coming. Let's keep in mind that COVID-19 is still in at this state. Don't get caught up getting fatigued with COVID-19. Protect yourself by using those measures, the safety measures that's out there for you. You just make sure you wash your hands or use hand sanitizer. Make sure you wear a mask to keep yourself in a position of protection at least 70% of the time. Then also in line with staying 6 feet away, because although it don't work if you don't work, follow each one of them. You can't do one without doing all. And last but not least, just stay at home. If you don't need to be out, it's not essential. Stay at home. Sometimes it's best to cook a meal at home instead of crowding in our restaurants so we can say, I just got to get out. I understand that. Fix up. Spend some time. This is what the COVID-19 is all about, spending some time with your family. And that's what it's all about. And we keep forgetting that because we feel like we got to get out. We stayed in too long. But it is here. It's not in a hurry to go anywhere. And it can't move in the position we want it to move until we practice those measures. So we look forward to having an awesome time tonight, so just get ready. I want to just give a shout-out to those individuals joining me as co-hosts. I thank those individuals because they're volunteering their time. They have a lady of the hour. We're so glad to have this millennium join us when she called in and be a part of it because we're doing this remote. We have to understand. I'm sitting up in a new studio. I didn't give that shout out, but I will talk about it in a minute. That's Coach Lauren D. Smith. She's our millennium out of Central Alabama. We have another millennium, Coach Cameron Gilmer. He's another millennium that's in Central Alabama. Now, South Central Alabama, you have Coach Tony Stallworth. We call him Touchdown Tony. He's a high school expert. And up in North Alabama, we have a young man that's holding the fort down up there and sharing what's going on in North Alabama. We have none other than Coach Tremaine Edwards. He's better known as it ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. So he's so excited about being a part of it as well. And last but not least, our radio personality who takes time to be a part of this, even though he's working his own radio network, Big KD 94.1. You can check that out if you go and call and go to the website. You can check it out, and that's none other than the Don King of all things, the conductor of the E-Train, none other than Darryl E-Train Elliott. Those are the people that join us, and I'm so glad to have each and every one of them being a part of this. Now, as I said, I talked about our studio. Now, we had been operating from a very small site. It was all fine, but we didn't have the room to stretch out. But now God blessed us because when God gave a vision, the vision was to take this vessel called Blog Talk Radio and let it be spread among our people. So he blessed me with the opportunity to have a facility and move into that facility on Monday night for our show on Monday night. And we're so glad to have it. You can see phases of it. You can see in the background. You can see we have a pillar room to kind of move right. We got extra lights now. And we're just feeling good because God is blessing us. You're not only just blessing me, blessing everybody that played a part. And a lot of people played a part with this. I can give a shout out to everybody that plays a part in it. But I might forget somebody's name, but I say each and every one of you all, thank you so much. You know, but without God touching each and every one of us and giving us a vision, and guiding us through their vision, we couldn't be where we are now. Thank you so much for the Smith Way Production Company and having our new studio, which we can call home. Now, let's talk some sports now. We've been rambling all about all the other things that are so blessed, so good to us and those individuals doing. Before I move forward, let me give those people and those individuals a shout-out, because every time I look out and see a person added, I want to make sure I give them a shout-out. I started off giving individual shout-outs from the start, and that I'm going to say this is very pre-stage. Thank you so much. We also have Yvette Smith. That's my younger sister. Thank you so much for joining us. We have Sandy Abrams joining us. Thank you, Sandy. You took time just to join us tonight as well. Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, Behind the Mask Ministry. Denise, you can check her out. If you want to just be a part of that, go to her Facebook page. It's Denise Stephanie, Behind the Mask Ministry, out of Berkeley, California. Also, we have, join us, it is Kayla Cook. Thank you, Kayla. And I'm looking at her, Kayla, put her heart. I see a lot of blue and white there. And I'm going to be step out on a deep limb and say, you remember none other than a great, give you that shout out. Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for joining us. We have Lil Tay Pickett, and she's the CEO and founder of Inspire to Inspire Ministry here in Central Alabama. And you can check her out by going to her page, Lil Tay Pickett, and also she has a group page called Inspire to Inspire. Send her a message. Check her out. See what she's posting. Thank you so much, Lil Tay. She inspired me. I tell her all the time, Inspire to Inspire. Thank you so much. And as well as with a niece out in Berkeley, Behind the Mask. You never know what's behind the mask. Give it a chance to work itself. Dwayne D. Thickpin. Dwayne was one of my coaches. We worked together. I won't say mine. One of the coaches we worked, he coached basketball down there in the middle school set I have down in Lowndes County, Alabama, which was Hainesville. Thank you so much for joining us, Dwayne, for and also, it was quite an experience. Thank you. Look forward to talking to you very soon. Dana Bowser, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And also, I'm going to say she's the author and founder of, I'm seeing my mind slip just that quick. We're talking about Zumba with Mamacita. And I purchased a shirt, got a mask and everything, supporting what she's doing in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Then we have Rachel Robinson out of the state of Florida, northern Florida, up there in that Tallahassee area. We give a shout-out to FAMU, who's joining the SWAC in 2021. Thank you so much. And she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank each and every one of you all for joining us. And I have one more down here. I want to give her a shout out. This young lady, I do appreciate you taking time. That's Tracy Heard Kendrick. Thank you, Tracy, so much. And Tracy is a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority in cooperation. So, and some incorporated. Guess what they are? We all are incorporated, being in a divine nine. Thank you so much, Tracy, and for joining us, you know, and taking time. All right, let's get to this talk tonight. It's all about talking about football. We're going to talk about the coach's corner. As soon as the callers call in, as soon as the co-hosts call in, and we're going to let them kind of share some thoughts on the way. We're going to start off first with looking at Clemson. Clemson quarterback tested positive, Trevor Lawrence, for COVID-19. And he had to sit out the protocol of the ACC for 10 days. So he missed last week, which was a big ball game with Boston College, Clemson versus Boston College, and Clemson won the ball game, and the backup quarterback did an awesome job. But what we're going to talk about him being out last week and coming up this week and a possibility of being out again. They already say he's going to be out. How he is from being a automatically Heisman Trophy winner to falling down to approximately third or fourth behind Mac Jones out of the University of Alabama and Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields. Our question is, should he fall down? should he stay there? Just my discussion on that is that you, we can keep stats on you when you play, but we can't keep any stats on you when you're on the bench. So no matter if you're the favorite or not, things happen. That's why I tell everybody, if you think you have everything in order, you have to go from plan A, plan B, plan C. So he's working on plan B, trying to get back after this week, which is a big ball game for Clemson, which is ranked number one, going against Notre Dame up in Indiana, which is where Notre Dame is located. And we just want to see, is it possible that Trevor can rebound with the rest of the season? My point of view, no, it's impossible because you're only going to play. You're already at game seven. You only have three more games to go, possibly four games to go. But the Heisman voting, now he may have more games if he makes his team make it to the playoffs. There's a good chance he won't be penciled in right now. However, it's going to be really hard to kind of flip and get over that point where you can get back in the race. So now we got to turn our interest to what's the betting line on the next two candidates. That's going to be at the top of that. The next two candidates, one of them is Mac Jones from the University of Alabama. They had him at a plus 140, and that 140 puts him in the lead right now. And he hold on to that, he could be the one claiming the title. Then we have on his tail with only two games, that's Justin Fields out of Ohio State. He's the number three ranked team. Alabama's the number two ranked team. So we're going to kind of look and see how that goes. We already know that Trevor may be out of the picture, but most likely will be the number one draft choice. It's going to be a tight battle between Fields and Justin Fields out of Ohio State and a tight battle with Trevor Lawrence to get that top spot out of Clemson. So we'll keep an eye on that at the end of the season. But right now we were talking about the favorites and the Heisman. So right now Mac Jones is ahead. If he continue with the route he's on, we're throwing over 300 and 400 yards and 4 or 5 touchdowns a game, it's going to be a tough role for either one of those quarterbacks to kind of catch him. Because this could be a story like it was a storyline last year that was into play. So you just think about at LSU how that was last year. So we're going to kind of look forward and we look to see what kind of magic would happen. Is it possible Trevor Lawrence would get back in there? We said no, because the sitting now two games, when you only limit to about 10 games, it's going to be tough to do that. So the race is wide open between Mac Jones of the University of Alabama and Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields. So we'll check that out. You can vote on whoever you want. Ohio State has played two games. And Alabama has played six games. So you got the stats for six games compared to the stats for two games. And we'll kind of see how that ball is. And if it's still on track like they are, we'll get a chance to see what's going on. And we'll see how the Heisman is determined at the end of the year. Next thing we want to talk about, who is really number one in college football? Now, I look at the polling, the AP poll, when they vote on who's number one. Right now, Clemson is number one at a small margin of 2 points, 2 votes ahead of Alabama. Alabama is off this week. Clemson is at Notre Dame, which will be an outstanding game. So we'll see if anything changes. If they barely make it through, it's going to be a good chance, because just keep in mind, even if they play and beat Notre Dame and Alabama is off, then 9 times out of 10, they'll continue to be number one. But if they mess around and lose that game, that 2 points will disappear quickly. So you'll kind of see, and even Ohio State doesn't have a game until they get to Michigan, which is the end of the season, to play one of those high-profile games and move them up. So it's up to the team that they continue to win that it won't change. So right now, when we ask the question, who's number one? Personally, I feel that with the win over Georgia by Alabama could pole vault them where they could be. But this is the AP poll. This is not the college football playoff poll, the ranking there. And that's where it's important. This is kind of give us a little talk about, and we're going to continue to talk about. So we say who's number one right now, Clemson, by small margin, and it'll be determined more so when they play Notre Dame this weekend. So check that out. It's going to be an awesome weekend of football. It's going to be getting ready for championship football. We want to quickly move to looking at week nine, some of the games that kind of stood out. Ohio State having a very successful weekend by beating Penn State. That was really important. to keep themselves growing, even though it was the second game of the season. Then you had Alabama State with smash mouth and Mississippi State. So that happened. Then Clemson jumped pretty hard in the second half. Now, in the first half, they was seemed like they was dead in the water. The score was 28-10, led by Boston College. It seemed like Boston College in the second half forgot about playing football. They forgot about playing the best football. A lot of the turnovers they was causing in the first half, they just kind of just did not make it happen. So Clemson came back and beat them by 35-7, if I believe. It was they scored 25 points, and Boston College scored zero in the second half. So they showed that a champion should do. Show the number one team should come back when you're down and win the game. That was some powerful results to talk about right there. Then also you had a showcase of Devontae Smith at the University of Alabama and Mac Jones. Devontae had 4 touchdowns, 203 yards. He's our spotlight player on the college level. We'll spotlight him. Now, just think about just a week ago, they lost Waddle. They lost him. And they kind of took away some part of their receiving core. But Devontae Smith stepped up with 4 touchdowns, 203 yards, and 4 touchdowns. So that's awesome. 4 touchdowns. That's awesome. And on probably about 10 catches, more about 10, 11 catches. And that allowed Mac Jones to kind of light it up as well. So that's a step to helping him move toward that. Then Ohio State, Justin Fields and them come out. They played tough and hard for game 2. They put a real good smacking on Penn State, who was supposed to have been a consistent foe for them. It seemed like it was a little bit easier for them. So they don't look to have a major game coming up until they get ready to play Michigan at the end of the season. So that's coming up. The highlight game of this week, we're going to have to say, is Florida and Georgia in that world-famous cocktail party. They say they don't want to call it that, but that's what it is. It's a cocktail party. They're going to have a ball down there in Jacksonville. So we'll see how that turned out. Georgia is favored by a few points. So it's going to be an awesome ball game. We have Georgia against Florida. So we look forward to see that excitement. Then next weekend you have the Tigers versus the Roll Tide, the University of Alabama. You have LSU, Bayou Tigers, going to be taking on Alabama next weekend on the 14th. It's considered to be a big ball game as well. So we have a lot of things going on. So we look forward to having us. We want you to be a part of the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts. When you press 1, I'll recognize the 4 digits on the cell or telephone number. Then I'll just make sure I get you on here and let you share your thoughts. All right, we're going to take this break right here and more or less offer some advertisement. Okay, I'm sorry for that. I was looking out. But recently, if you noticed, if you're in Alabama, there was a lot of things going on. But in Montgomery, particularly in Montgomery, Alabama, you had a tax that's being levied. So the school system increased the lower tax from 10 to up to 22, and the vote passed. And one of the spearheads of it, he was on our show Monday night, glad to have him. And he has another vote, Kurt Hatcher, for Senate District 26 on a special election on Tuesday, November 17th. Just keep in mind, the polls open up from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. You have a young man that's honest. You have a young man that's transparent, and he's ethical. So if you just want to contact him, you can go to KurtForSenate26.com and talk with him, or you can go to Facebook. Go to Facebook.com/KurtForAlabama. Or go to Instagram. That's www.instagram.com/Kurt Hatcher. So get out and vote on the 17th. Can't be nothing about the election that happened yesterday. You're voted. If you voted, I'm proud of you being a part of that. If you did an absentee, you're going to get a walk-in. We made a difference. We continue every time you that opportunity for your vote to make a difference. You had an opportunity to do that. So get out on the 17th and vote for State Senator candidate for District 26, Kirk Hatcher. Check him out. All right, let's kind of move forward to what we're going to kind of look at, the Pac-12 kicking off this weekend, week 10. The Pac-12 is going to kick off. Pac-12, as you know, on August 11th, they did like the Big Ten decided to cancel to the spring, postponed to the spring. So now we have a situation where they decided, well, I guess we'll go on play. So they're trying to play and trying to squeeze in 7 games in 7 weeks. Because on the 19th of December, that's when the College Football Playoff Committee gets together and select teams. Now, the only problem that we're looking at, Big Ten is having, you have Wisconsin already down, going to be down 2 games. I mean, they're not going to be able to play 2 games. So they're going to be short on 2 games. So it almost takes them out of the picture. They had an 8 game, but they said with 6, and I don't believe they'll be undefeated. So a good chance Wisconsin may have just been lost their opportunity because of COVID-19. That's how serious this is. Yes, we want to play, we want to have the game, want to be out there, but we also got to keep in mind the health of our young people is important. Not today, but how are they going to be 4 or 5 years from now? How concerned are we going to be able to, what situation to be, how are we going to be concerned to take care of them at that point? Because with this disease, when they be testing positive, it does damage. It just, even though you may get over 14 or 28 days, however you want to call it, the bottom line is that it does damage because it's in your blood system. We have to practice safety measures. And these teams are out there, and there several are contracting. Other schools will close down. We had many high schools to cancel or forfeit games this year in the state of Alabama, as well as other states in the southeastern part of the United States. So the Pac-12 will try to kick off this weekend. The most noticeable 2 games, you have Arizona State playing number 20 USC. Then you have Stanford playing number 12 Oregon, and that's a 7:30 kickoff. Pretty much, when you have a 7:30, you're talking about, if it's Pacific Coast time, you're looking at 9:30 on our time, but that may be 7:30. In essence, a little early for them, so it'll be about 5:30, so the 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. So check that out, those 2 ball games, Arizona State against USC, Southern Cal. They're ranked number 20. It's kickoff for the Pac-12. Then you also have the Oregon versus Stanford kicking off at 7:30. Pac-12 is late to the party, but they're looking to make it happen. So we look forward to them doing an awesome job by getting together, coming out, giving it the best shot they can give it, and to make things happen. So let's move forward. Now, the call-in number, I want you to be a part of it, 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line, and I'll identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to offer your location then or name, if you choose, then your comments about the topics we're talking about. All right. Let's move forward to the SWAC. We're going to highlight the HBCU. One of the most important things that's about to happen in the SWAC, we know they're not going to play in the football this fall, but they will, any sports, fall sports is not part of it, but in November, which is the start of the winter sports, basketball get kicked off in the SWAC. November 25th, well, I say tipped off. They get tipped off on the 25th. And there's a certain schedule and rules they have to follow. No rules are if you have to play at least, you can't play 25 games plus 1 tournament. That's the NCAA rule. And women can play 24 games, and including the tournament with multiple teams in it. So you look to see them getting up to maybe 27 games for the men and 26 for the women. And then you also have a mandatory, if you want to make the NCAA tournament. The NCAA tournament said you have to play at least 13 Division I opponents. And by playing them 13 Division I opponents, we'll take probably your schedule. Most of the SWAC schedule consists of them playing 18 games. So they will get a chance to play 13 as a minimum. So that's how basketball is going to be kicked off. They're going to practice safety measures in the gym. a lot, probably more so than they do in an outdoor stadium. So keep in mind, I was listening to South Carolina, who made a post, University of South Carolina women. They're posting that they'll be able to allow 3,000 fans to come in. So those 3,000 fans come in and make up whatever the size, 15,000 seat stadium, and they got to practice social distance. So keep that in mind. If you have someone in high school, which high school getting ready to get cranked up, middle school getting ready to get cranked up, when you go to the gym, you're not going to be able to pack that gym without practicing social distance. And you have to make sure you follow the rules and regulations. They have certain protocols that they have to follow when you're in a gym, whether it's high school, whether it's middle school, college, or pros. So make sure you follow it and don't understand that the capacity is not the same like it normally do. Normally, if you're talking about a gym that seats about 1,500, you probably want to get about 400 in there to practice your up to 500 your safety. And some people say, well, no. But I tell you what, if we want to bend this curve on this COVID-19, those are places we have to practice the best safety measures. That's what we have to make sure we do. All right, let's kind of move forward to our high school and middle school part. I was hoping our expert would call in and say he was going to call in and talk some playoff. And I'll leave that for him to talk about. But I want to spotlight a game that's going to be really important, especially for this team, both of the teams. In the 5A level, you have Hopeville be taking on UMS Wright in Hopeville. Hopeville is the host team, and we want to make sure we keep in mind that's one of those spotlight games. I'm spotlighting that game because Hopeville moved up to 5A, and moving up to 5A, now they're hosting a playoff game, and that's a step in the right direction. They're led by an outstanding young man at running back. I'm going to spotlight him in a minute, but I want to make sure you understand that that's a spotlight game. We've got many other games that's going to be going on. We're going to talk about those other games as well as we move forth down, get to the playoffs. You have in the 1A, and I'm going to give a shout-out to some of the 1A. 1A in state of Alabama is seven classes, 7A, 1 through 7A. And the smaller classes of school that may not have no more than about 100 to 150 individuals meet the line of High School Athletic Association. There are several spotlight games, and want to give a shout-out to these schools that are in the playoff who've been out of the playoff. Now, I used to coach as a school. We won a state championship back in the 90s. That's McKenzie. We have Locha Poker. That's out of East Alabama, traveling with 6-4, traveling over to McKenzie, who's 7-2 on Friday night. Check them out at 7 o'clock. All playoff games at 7 o'clock. We also have Billingsley, 5-5, traveling to Brantley. Brantley won the area. McKenzie finished second. So it's going to be those two games are going to be really exciting. The game also in the playoff for the first time in a while. Central Hainesville in the playoff with a record of 6-3, going to Millery, which is 7-2. So Central Hainesville, we're going to give them a shout-out, special shout-out for being in the playoffs for the first time in a long time. So we give a shout-out to the coaching staff, athletic director down there, Brian Coleman. He's also the basketball coach. He's there working and helping out with the football as well. Congratulations. And to Mr. Archie Curtis, the principal down in Lowndes County at Central Hainesville. We commend you all for going to the playoff for the first time for over a couple of decades. We're also on the 2A level. We have Geneva County going to be traveling to Highland Homes, and that should be a good ball game. Geneva County 7-3, Highland Homes 6-4. In Class 3A, you have Pike County is going to be going to Hillcrest, Hillcrest Evergreen, and they're 5-3 for Pike County, 6-4 for Highland Homes. In 4A, you have West Blockton going to be traveling to Alabama Christian, who stands at 8-2. So it's going to be an awesome ball game over at Alabama Christian. Check out if that's your favorite team, if that's the only team in this area that's playing. Check them out and see what's going on, but there's others playing. You have with the 5A, you have Shelby County, who's 6-4, traveling to Pike Road. Pike Road is undefeated, 10-0. So they're doing an outstanding job out of Pipe Road. Program been in existence about 3 years now. Started off with the junior varsity level team, and now they're playing at a high level. They played at a high level last year, and they're coming back playing again. They're playing 5A, and they'll be playing. I already mentioned UMS Wright traveling to Hopeville. That's 7-3. USM Wright is 6-4, traveling to Hopeville. That should be an awesome ball game on Friday night. In the Class 6A, you have Wheat Tonka, who's 5-5 this year, going to Opelika, who's 7-2. You have Liam Montgomery, one of the team that's representing the Montgomery area, 6-3, will be traveling to Petaluma, Alabama, which is 8-2. We have Carver Montgomery, we're traveling, who's 7-3, having Lena over there in Shelby County, who's 6-4. In your Class 6A, there's not a team out of Montgomery that's in the playoff, but we want to give a shout-out for these teams who did make it to the playoff. You have Enterprise, 8-2, traveling to Theodore, 9-1. You have Fairhope at Central Phoenix City. Fairhope is 8-2. Central Phoenix City is 6-4. Baker will be traveling to Auburn, who's 8-1. Prattville, 7-3, will be traveling to Daphne down in Scammia County on that, Bayonet area. You have Daphne that will be 9-1. Then you have, looking at the rankings for the Power 25 this week, ending as of November the 2nd, or starting November the 2nd. It used to come at the beginning of the week. You have Central of Clay County is number 25. Briarwood is tied with Piedmont at 23. You have Brantley, 10-0 from the area, South Central Alabama. They're tied with Spanish Fork at 21. Spanish Fork is 7-3. Brantley is 1A. Spanish Fork is 6A. You have Mars Hill also be in the playoff up at that northern part of Alabama. You have Faith Academy, who's 9-1 down out of the Mobile area. You have McGill 2, who is 7-2 out of the Mobile area. They're ranked number 18. Central Phoenix City, 6-4. It's unusual. Normally, Central Phoenix City is up at 1 or 2, but they had change of coach. Had a change of coach, so they have lost a couple ball games. So they'll be 6-4, and they're also in the playoff. You have Clay Chalkville. They're 9-1. They're ranked 16. Fairland, 8-2. We spotlight one of their ball players on the first spotlight that we did, and that's Jarrell Williams, 6'3", wide receiver, junior, down there in Fairland, Alabama. You also have Pleasant Grove, 7-2, ranked 14. Fife, 10-0, ranked 13. Theodore in here ranked and tied, actually, with Auburn. Theodore, 9-1, and Auburn is 9-1, is ranked 11. And then the top 10 look like this. Pinson Valley, they're ranked number 10. They're 7-2. Then you have Daphne. They tied, actually tied. They said they tied, and I'm not looking at who they tied with. Daphne is ranked number 7, tied with American Christian. Apologize for that. They're 10-0. And Mountain Brook is also tied for the 7th slot. They're 9-1. Huey Trustwood is number 6. They're 8-2. Ramsey out of Birmingham had an awesome season last year, coming right back again. This year, they're 10-0. And we'll give a shout-out for Ramsey out of the city of Birmingham. We have St. Paul out of down in the Mobile area. They're 10-0. They're ranked number 4. Tied for number 2, you have Oxford, 9-1 up there in the Anderson area of that Calhoun County. You have Hoover, 9-1, ranked number 2. Then you also have at number 1, and been holding down the spot for a while, you have none other than Thompson out of Bessemer over there, 10-1, holding the number 1 spot. So those are the top 25 teams in the state of Alabama. We also want to give a shout-out to other teams that received votes for the top 25. We have Gunnerville. They received 9 votes. Mobile Christian received 7 votes. And Opelika received 4 votes. just to step a little bit away from talking about the volleyball, I want to go back to some players and want to take a prayer. I want to give this player a shout out, as well as a coach, give them a shout out, because it was a historical moment for Hopeville High School. On 2 weeks ago, they played to vault themselves into the playoff, into the second spot. And they said, and this is the way it was posted, historical high school moment. Hopeville, Drew Pickett had 4 touchdowns, rushed for over 276 yards, which led Hopeville to the historical high school moment, and it's a program-defining win over Silver Cargo. So we give a shout-out for Drew Pickett for having an awesome, awesome ball game, and they're getting ready for the playoff on Friday night over there in Hopeville. We want to give some numbers for Drew Pickett. His stats show in 6 games he rushed for over 1,184 yards on 183 carries. He also had 112 yards receiving with 11 touchdowns. So we'll applaud Drew Pickett for that historical high school moment. And also we have another historical high school moment happened last Friday night. And this is a coaching shout out to the legendary, the Stadia Hill High School football coach, Buddy Anderson. Buddy Anderson was carried off the field from the sideline after winning the game on Friday night. And you say, wow, that's not exciting. But that's 346 wins. In a total of 47 years coaching, he has 346 wins, 160 losses, 2 state championships, and been to 8 or 9. And this is awesome. And he has had a possibility coaching over 100 former football players who came back on that night to watch him win that 346 game. That was his last game that he coached because he retired after in the summer battling with COVID-19, him and his wife. He was struggling. Well, God bless him to come back and coach the rest of the season and play coach the seat, and made it a historical moment for the state of Alabama, especially in the coaching rank. Buddy Anderson, 47 years coaching football at Vestavia, well, 42 of them at Vestavia Hill, and he spent another 5 at another school when he first started out. So that's an awesome career. He's a state winningest coach, Coach Buddy Anderson, Vestavia Hill, 47 years of coaching, 346 victory, 160 losses, 2 state championships, and going to it over 8 to 10 times. So that's awesome. We want to give a shout out. Now, let's look at some volleyball. See, we talk about football all the time, and we forget about volleyball. And some people say, well, you don't never think about that volleyball, but we got to talk about some volleyball. The Alabama High School Athletic Association Volleyball State Championship Tournament was held last weekend, was filled with drama, unusual drama. Heroics and loads of emotion during a 3-day tournament that had started on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of last week. We had 7 champions crowned last weekend in the Class 7A Hoover out of Jefferson County, Class 7A. Class 6A, you had Mountain Brook won the 6A Girls Volleyball Championship. Class 5A, you have Bayside Academy crown champion. Class 4A, out of the city of Montgomery, Montgomery Academy crowned the 4A champion. Class 3A, out of the city of Montgomery, Trinity Presbyterian High School. Class 2A, you had Addison winning the championship. And last but not least, Class 1A, Bay Shore of Christian Academy down in the Mobile area. So it was awesome championship weekend, and we're moving toward to really asking the question, who's in championship football 2020? Slowly getting there. We got all of the five conferences, major conferences playing. We got a group of five playing now. So we have everybody playing. So we're going to see how this thing will turn out. So very excited to have an opportunity. And last but not least, we always had to give a shout out to our middle school. We had a middle school championship game played last Friday night, Friday at 4 o'clock, Friday afternoon in the city of Montgomery. You had the middle school football championship for 2020. You have Goodwin Middle School 0 and Johnny Carr 14. So Johnny Carr is back-to-back football champion for the city of Montgomery. And we'll say congratulations to each and every one of those young men, their parents, the school body, the community, the administration, the faculty. We said hoorah, hoorah to you. And it was awesome to see y'all get a chance to get to that point to win another city championship. That's championship sports, and we're glad to bring it to you on Talking Sports Plus. We want to give a shout out to those people who's literally joining us again on Facebook. We want to give a shout out to, I'm going to see, it's Farah Prestage. Thank you so much. Yvette Smith, thank you for hanging in there with us. Stanley Abrams, thank you, Stanley, for taking time to check us out. Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, thank you. Behind the Mass Ministry, you can connect with her by going to Denise Stephanie, Stephney, and you can go to her page, become a friend, and check out what's going on with her in regards to Behind the Mass Ministry. We have Kaylin Cook, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much, Kaylin Cook. We have Latane Pickett, the CEO and founder of Inspire to Inspire. Check her out on her Facebook page, Latane Pickett, and her group page is making sure you go to her page first, then you go to Inspire to Inspire, and you can check her out. She's posting some things every day, and you can share some thoughts with her as well. And that's the young lady I always say Inspire to Inspire, and that inspires me to inspire. Well, Dwayne, the Big Ten, Coach Dwayne, the Big Ten worked with him. He's the boys' basketball coach when I was coaching girls in the middle school before I retired in 16. We have Dana Bowser out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Then we have Rachel Robinson, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We have Tracy Hurd, Kenan Alpha Sorority Incorporated. The Linda Samples joining us, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And last but not least, my frat brother, I consider a cohort. We serve on the International Board of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity as regional director, part of the 7 regional council out of the state of Michigan, the Great Lake region, none other than Bingo, we call him, Winston K. O'Neill, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you so much, each and every one of y'all. It's been awesome tonight. I thank you for taking time to join us, and we're going to have a show tomorrow, which is the Love Cafe. Check us out, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Check us out. We're going to be sharing some things about love. It's simply, if we look at our title for tomorrow night, we talked about being a champion, so you can be a champion in your relationship, too. Because you can be a champion in your relationship where you're going to say, you know, I'm in love. I want to be in love. So the title of our show tomorrow is Don't Let True Love Scare You. But it's more or less, don't let true love intimidate you. If it intimidates you, find out what makes you go. What gets your internal part going so you can allow yourself to be vulnerable enough to fall in love and be in love and tell somebody you love. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow night. My co-host for tomorrow night is Dr. and I said Pastor Eddie Pratt, I speak that on him, and Tina Robinson. Only My Own Truth is her ministry and her company and her, where she's the CEO and founder of. Check us out tomorrow at 6 o'clock right here on Blog Talk Radio under the Smith Way Enterprise and under the subsidiary of the Smith Way Production. It's been good to talk with each and every one of you all tonight and share some things about championship football. And I just want to get ready to go through each one of the hashtags that we have, and it pertains specifically to the show, hashtag One Life Matter. We're going through COVID-19, and it looks like it'll be here a while. Make sure you consider the next person. Practice the safety measures. Follow the folk protocols that they give you at these complex, whether it's basketball, football, or whatever it may be. If you're into sport, if you're going to the restaurant, follow the protocol. We're trying to not so much as put a stamp on that, but we need to slow this down because the numbers are rioting quick and fast. Quick and fast. And if everybody don't practice, I mean everybody, not some, everybody has to practice those measures. And if it occurs, it starts at the ground roots level. Make sure you work from that point. We can't wait on anybody else to do it. We have to do it just like our theme on our Monday night show, Block by Block. So you start in your own home and then you work out to share with other family members and other friends and other co-workers that you have to make sure you practice the safety measure. Hashtag responsible, again, that's being responsible enough, not only for yourself, for your family members, because if you contracted an asymptomatic, you can bring it home to your family. Next hashtag is keep on grinding. That's what we're going to keep doing, grinding, grinding, grinding. Our next hashtag is communicate for understanding, and that's what it's all about, being able to talk. Tomorrow we're talking about don't let true love intimidate you. We want to be able to communicate. That's one of the main things about a healthy relationship where you can have love in it is communication, making sure you do that. And last but not least, as we get ready to close the deal on this show, you know, I always share with people about telling somebody that you love them. Don't be afraid. Tell your children, tell your friends, tell your spouse, tell your significant other that you love them. And don't be afraid to take time to understand that it's important that we do that. It's important that we send a virtual hug. May not hug people when you're in their presence, but send them a virtual hug. Give them a bump and just hold your arm up and tell them, because we have to take this very serious. It's nothing to play with. But I'm not talking about COVID-19. I'm talking about loving your family members, self-loving, and loving your neighbor, your friend. But understand what love is, and we're going to talk about it. Are you intimidated of true love? So as we close it out, I always share with you all how I feel. And I'm getting close to my time. I got 1 minute, but I'm strolling down to make sure I get the right music. And look like I'm not getting where I need to go, but I'm going to have to tell you this regardless. I might have to reach back to something we played earlier, and there's nothing wrong with that. And we'll find. You
now. We had a good time that we can say. We heard each other, yeah. And boy, it's a shame.
Put it on the first black president. It's evident I'm hot as a crock pot.